Visible and near-infrared imagery relies on reflected solar radiation to create a signal. This chart shows similar information to the previous slide. Band number is shown across the top. The Roy G. Biv visible spectrum is shown too. Do you see why they're nicknamed the blue and the red bands? The blue regions, the spectral response function, show where information is detected for each channel. The black line is transmittance through the atmosphere. Note how it decreases across the blue band, band 1, because atmospheric scattering increases. Band 4, at 1.38 micrometers, is special among these six bands because it occupies a region with strong absorption, in this case by water vapor. As you'll see, that means it has a much different look than the other bands in the visible and the near-infrared part of the spectrum.